This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that we basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who is a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Well, I suspect you are. That's because you're listening to this radio show. Welcome aboard. And yes, it is the 24/7, 365 cycle that you're on. You're riding this cycle. It's amazing what's going on out there in the miasma of Earth, planet Earth, the blue planet, as they call it. Do they? Well, you know, the astronauts call it that. And, you know, I've been up to 42,000 feet in altitude during the daytime and slipping into evening, actually. And I can tell you it's a blue planet just from that visual. And that's really high up, by the way. If something happens, like the wing falls off the aircraft, boy, that's just not a good thing. Anyway, but, you know, just it's way up there. I know it is. And, you know, I live where they have the U-2 spy planes. I live not very far away. In fact, we can hear the spy planes taking off. They're so loud, the growling motor that they have, this huge motor that they have. It's just, well, I know some people, it's an engine. Well, it's a motor, it's an engine, whatever. But it growls, this deep, guttural growl. And you know, when you're standing near it. Actually, if you've ever been close up and touched a U-2 spy plane, it is really quite a plane. It really is. It's an old plane. All of them are really, really old. Anyway, I don't know why we got off on that, but I'm just saying that there's a lot of things going on in the world, and if you get up high enough and see it, you'll see that we are a blue planet. There's no question about that. But the miasma, the atmosphere, if you will, that surrounds it, boy, when you get human beings on that planet, watch out. We have so much going on. We've been talking about this whole Roseanne Barr thing because it's springing, as you just heard us talking about with Scott Adams Show, that it's given us a teachable moment. And, of course, these are Valerie Jarrett's words, not mine. She is the one that has brought this to the fore, to understanding that there is an issue with her. See, this the notion of what happened with Roseanne Barr, making this sort of racial slur on Twitter, and everybody, and then they canceled ABC News. Oh, my God, they canceled ABC. Not the news, but her show. That was the big news because of this tweet that she put out. Now, you got to be kind of conscious with those tweets, as Donald Trump would tell you. But the bottom line is that what it did is it sort of brought a maybe a lot of unwanted attention to Valerie Jarrett. Now, we've known Valerie Jarrett here on Agenda 21 Radio, so much so that I almost forgot all the stuff we've known about her. It's kind of like one of that statement, well, I know more about her than you do. I have forgotten more information than you know right now about Valerie Jarrett type mentality. Of course, you know. I'm like everybody else. I have to go back and pull it up out of the archives. You know, we wrote about her. We did all these things back in 2010, 2011, and started. We were figuring out the ties to her to communism. So now she's got a lot of unwanted attention. She just didn't deserve it, right? She didn't deserve that racial slur by Roseanne Barr. Well, now she's got the attention. I'm shocked to see communism going on here. This rejiggering of, well, the attention put on her and the spotlight that, now see, that you just knew that we in the alternative media would, in fact, do what? We would refocus on what's going on with Valerie Jarrett. We'd say, wait a minute. Valerie's not the nicest person on the planet. I opened up the show today talking about Valerie Jarrett. What, you know, she's a murderer, a murderess. She's been responsible for the killing of people all over the planet because of her working with, again, Barack Hussein Obama. She's been there, right there along his side for years, way before he was president. And their ideology of communism, and by her relationship to hardcore communists that were under the investigation of the U.S. government. My God, I'm shocked to see communism going on here. Well, we shouldn't be. And that's what's happened, is that we now have this teachable moment, and we're teaching. Oh, we are teaching. That's what I'm doing right now. And I'm teaching so much, I'm getting phone calls and text messages, which I appreciate. But, you know, come on, I'm on the air. I can't respond. Anyway, so the teachable moment is here, and we have a great article up on Agenda 21 Radio right now about the teachable moment for good old Valerie. And, of course, we really picked apart Valerie Jarrett years ago, not years ago, it's what, 2016, it is years ago, when LaVoy Finicum was murdered, and of course the whole thing with the Malheur, it was Valerie Jarrett working alongside Kate Brown, as I call her, Kate Brown, the governor of Oregon, and James Comey. There was a triangulation going on there with the three of them, and they actually killed LaVoy Finicum. That's really pretty much, I think everybody's starting to really get that. There's some trial right now going on with one of the FBI agents who committed perjury, and one of the FBI agents who is a shooter, they say, and he lied during the investigation. We picked up on the lie, by the way, because we got the transcripts of all the investigation, the reports from what county was that that did the investigation? I'll think of it in order. See, I've forgotten so many things. But we brought out the whole thing about Valerie Jarrett then and about her being in the war room and working hand-in-hand with Comey and with Kate Braun. I call her Kate Braun in Oregon to actually conspire to kill LaVoy Finicum. And they did. So now, but that's just one person. She had her hand in so many other things. She's a good communist is what she is. She's a very good communist. Anyway, by the way, if you want to call in, what is the phone number here to call in? It's Top Talk, 215-TOP-TALK, 215-TOP-TALK, which is translates, if you're like me, I'm a digital numeric guy, 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255, and we'll light up the phones. Coming up, well, and after the next, after the break here, we got a break coming up pretty soon. So anyway, but Valerie Jarrett is, see, this is not today's script. Again, once again, I'm breaking my pattern of sticking to the script. Jarrett's dad, a pathologist and geneticist, Dr. James Bowman, had extensive ties to communist associations and individuals. His lengthy FBI file shows. In 1950, Bowman was in communication with a paid Soviet agent named Alfred Stern, a good old Ruski name there, who fled to Prague after getting charged with espionage. Bowman was also a member of the communist sympathizing group called the Association of Interns and Medical Students. After his discharge from the army, oh boy, Medical Corps in 1955, Bowman moved to Iran to work, the FBI records show. According to Bowman's government file, the Association of Interns and Medical Students is an organization that has long been faithful to the follower of the Communist Party line and engages in un-American activities. Bowman was born in Washington, D.C. and had deep ties to Chicago, where he often collaborated with fellow communists. Wow. Judicial Watch obtained documents on Bowman from the U.S. Office of Personnel Management showing that the FBI was brought in to investigate him for his membership in a group that follows the Communist Party line. The Jarrett family communist ties also include business partnerships with other people. And other Soviet agents. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill illegal pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about Valerie Jarrett and all the things going on with Roseanne Barr and other things. And the big distraction taking us away from Donald Trump and also the problems in California. I'm telling you, the big distraction, there's two of them distracting everybody away from the biggest story. That's Korea. That's a big story. That's a big distraction away from the biggest part, the biggest story. And then there's the Roseanne Barr thing. Now, that's another distraction out there. So we've got a twofer on distractions, keeping you completely away from the real issue. And the real issue that's going on right now is in California. And with us right now is Dane Censor. Dane, can you hear me all right? Do you have a, can you hear me? Let's see. Dane, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, buddy. Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah, they're really trying to distract people. This thing with Roseanne Barr is such a absolute fraud of a distraction. And I'll tell you why, one of the reasons I believe. They've made, the media and the Democrats have made a new crime, a new crime of racist is now murder. What they're doing is they're taking any kind of conservative or Republican or Christian, and if you even come close to mentioning something or being something like a racist, you are now culpable of murder, according to them. Murder, what they do is they murder your character, they murder your being, they murder your whoever you are. Now they use it as a tool of murder instead of what it actually is. So they made the new crime of racist is now murder, according to them, and they use it because we can see that none of these Democrats hold any of these people like Bill Maher and the rest of them for the vile, vicious language they use. It's just a disgrace, and it's a fraud, and it's disgusting and sickening. I can't take it anymore, quite honestly. And the thing is, people have to take action. They just gotta, you know, I hear so many people say, oh, that's what ABC does. Well, guess what? Hold them accountable. Start fighting back. Start, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Come on. This is why they've beaten us up for so many years, Paul.
Yeah, you know, the other thing, too, is that Disney, of course, they're a big player in this whole thing. Their stock went down yesterday. I have no idea what's going to happen today, what happens today on the market. I don't have that up on the screen. But, you know, there's people have been talking about boycotting Disney and boycotting ABC and all that stuff. I'm not really into the big boycott thing, but I'll tell you what, it is, it's a possibility. It's something that people should consider. You know, one of the things that I just recently did, I have to go full on admission, Dane, is I dropped cable TV. I dropped it. And the reason is that now on the internet, they've gotten the speeds up so much you can compress everything properly, of course, and we're getting, you know, all the cable channels I had before are now on the internet, and that's a game changer, I think, for, you know, broadcast channels such as ABC.
Well, Paul, let me tell you something. If I even come close to a cable and I happen to be walking through the airport, unfortunately, and I have to look up and I see a TV and I see Don Lemonhead, I almost have to go to the bathroom and regurgitate. That's how bad it is. I try to avoid those channels because if you watch them for 10 seconds, it makes you so sick and repulsed because they're such just outright, I mean, They should have some new awards. The Joseph Goebbels Award for Propaganda for the all the ABC channels, because that's what they are. They're absolutely, I mean, Joseph Goebbels would be proud of MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CSS, whatever they are. He would be proud of them with their propaganda that they spew out every day. It's just unbelievable what's happening. And, you know, people, you know, what you're doing here with New California State, that is a solution. That is an action that people can come aboard and come on and save California. As California, so goes the nation. California is in a falling free fall, and there's only one way to be saved. What you're doing with New California is that solution and that action to be taken, because they don't like it. They're going to fight back, and that's the only way to do this, is we have to stand, fight, and take them on, because they're not going away, and they're not going to go down, but they will go down if we fight them and take them on, because they're spineless yellow bellies that they are. They will collapse like a house of cards.
Yeah, that's exactly what I, you know, I've been saying all along on my radio show, and of course even past experiences, that this whole thing is a house of cards coming down. And that's why I say, you know, I listened to this whole thing with Roseanne Barr and Valerie Jarrett, and, you know, we're talking in the last hour with Scott Adams, and we just realized, because out of her own mouth, she says something to basically placate and try to take the higher road. She says, well, it's a teachable moment. And of course, you know, to me, being a teacher, I said, well, let's make it a teachable moment. And we pull out the history of Valerie Jarrett, which we've covered many times ad nauseum on Agenda 21 Radio. There were communist ties to Frank Marshall Davis and, of course, Vernon Jarrett, the communist that he was. And then we, you know, you dig more and you find out her dad was a communist, you know, and she was born in Iran and all that. And, you know, I didn't even know she was black until I really didn't. It didn't even faze me. Never seen pictures of her father or mother. But then I find out she's half black. So that was because of the tweet from Roseanne. So I'm like going, okay. So then the racist thing is thrown out there, and they start murdering people. But here's the deal, is that she said, we're going to make it a teachable moment. Well, now we can start reteaching people about her background. And we're doing it.
Paul, the teachable moment was when she wrote in her Stanford yearbook, when she graduated from Stanford, she wrote a little summary under her picture. I don't know if you've read it,
yep.
But when you read it, it'll send a cold chill down your spine. But she read and said about being Islam and making this country the new Islam over Christianity. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's a cold. There's the real true Valerie Jarrett and her agenda. Read her Stanford yearbook, what she said in 1971, and she's been doing it ever since. And I'll tell you something, the woman is dangerous. She was part of the Iran deal. She negotiated that with them. She told Obama. They're all in cahoots. It's just astonishing what's happening in America, the deep dark state, I call them. That's what they're doing and what they're getting away, and there's only one person that's going to stop them, and he's doing it, and that's President Donald Trump. And, you know, we're doing it here in California with New State California. What you're doing there is ways to stop these people, put them in their place. They are criminals. They are cons. They are propagandists. They're communists, and they have to be stopped.
Well, you know, one of the things we've been doing boldly here on Agenda 21 Radio and also through New California, we've been reading our grievances every Tuesday, and we've just dropped all pretense at this point, and we're starting to call them the communist government, the communist governor, the totalitarians and tyrants that they truly are through our grievances, and it's resonating throughout the, you know, the state. A lot of people are starting to pick up on that. You have to call it like it is. And with Valerie Jarrett, by the way, she's got to be much older than Barack Obama. I mean, Obama's, he's 50-something, and she's got to be 60-something, way 60. I'm saying she's 68 or 69.
She's living with him in his house. She lives with him in his house.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Where he lives right now in Washington, D.C., around the corner.
Yeah,
it's just unbelievable.
So let's go. We got a break coming up. Can you hang with us through the break? And I want to follow some things up.
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, we're talking to Dane Sensor from California, San Luis Obispo County, actually. And he's also part of New California. Get some information about New California and what's going on from his standpoint. But we're also going to follow up on, we're going to go down a little checklist of Valerie Jarrett and why it's a teachable moment right now. I just love these things when it happens. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Heathen doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We're with Dane Sensor from California. He's on the line right now. We've been talking about what's going on with Valerie Jarrett and others. And I wanted to kind of go down a checklist here. So far, this teachable moment, I'm really glad you're with us, Dane. The Stanford comments from her yearbook from 1971, because she went to Stanford. A lot of people don't know that. Also, you brought up another thing, red flag, is that she was the spearhead for the Iranian deal. I find that pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, just kind of throwing the teachable moment.
You know, Paul, people have to, now that she's got all this exposure, actually, Roseanne Barr did us a favor, in a sense, because they're going to start looking into they're going to start seeing who Valerie Jarrett really is, what Valerie Jarrett has really done, what Valerie Jarrett is a danger when she was in the White House, when she's out of the White House, and now and present. Clear and present danger. That's what she is to the United States. This woman, in my opinion, of course, but the thing is, the underlying danger of what this woman has done and who she really is going to be exposed now, because now they've put the light on her. And that statement she made, disgraceful, about Roseanne Barr, the words I could use about her, what she has already done and is still doing, I can't actually say on the air, of course, but... You know, people are going to start to see her. They're going to start researching and see who she is. They're going to look at her yearbook and her statement. They're going to know the real Valerie Jarrett, and they're going to find out that this woman is not the little Miss Princess she thinks she is. I'm glad Roseanne Barr did what she did. She brought Valerie Jarrett in the spotlight, and they're exposed her now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to kind of flip the script here and go on to other things because this, I really think that this is a huge distraction, as well as Korea, away from the real issue, and that's what's going on out here in California, because you have a corrupt voting system. It's replete with voter fraud up and down from stem to stern, every part of the electoral system. And we're going to see this whole act again next week, a week from yesterday, actually, on the 5th. We're going to see this, or the 6th, is it? 5th, the 5th. This whole circus, like we saw with Bernie Sanders getting smashed up on June 7th in 2016 versus Hillary Clinton. When everybody, you know, I'm not a Democrat, I don't support Bernie. I have to make that disclaimer all the time when I say this. But he got really screwed because of the system here in California when they really, you know, everybody was all in on destroying Bernie Sanders. Now, the same thing's going to be happening with Travis Allen, because he's clearly the front runner, well above Cox and well above everybody else, actually. The conservatives have just gone bonkers over him, and we know that from New California, because we get, you know, all the calls coming in, and you get all the calls coming in. You understand what the sense of California is, even liberals like Travis Allen. But he's not the chosen one. Your comments on what you think this electoral system is going to look like.
I tell you, Paul, the system of voting in California, there is no corrupt as it is here. This is the premier corrupt state, voting state in the world, practically. I'll tell you right now, you have the illegals that vote, you have the dead people that vote, the corruption, the unions backing dollars who they want, the whole thing. It's a joke. It's a literal joke. It's a travesty to the voters of America when you have to vote in California. The people here have been beaten down so bad. They've been just complacent because they just are so beat up from the Democratic Party. The Republicans have no backbone in this state. They don't fight back. They just lay down like a rug. And it's made a system that is absolutely the most corrupt, inept voting system in the world now. When I watched the debate with John Cox in San Luis Obispo, California, I had a debate here in Atascadero, California, with John Cox and Travis Allen. Travis Allen actually was late to the thing, but it wouldn't have made a difference. He could have showed up 10 minutes left, and he still would have just cleaned the floor of John Cox in the debate. And the people in the audience, I'm telling you, 80-90% of them were for Travis Allen. But when you do the voting and the silent voting that they have in these Republican headquarters when they're doing these votings to endorse their candidate, John Cox comes up. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me? How can this be? 90% of people were standing, giving him a standing ovation, applauding him, and they come out of there and said, oh, John Cox won. This is how fraudulent everything is. Mm-hmm. The whole system is just kaput.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you. And then, again, it's becoming more evident this go-around because of the experience in 2016, and we understand the graft and corruption and the actual systemic problems that have brought this about, the deliberate, of course, actions by people to corrupt the system and not make it a fair fight here in California. going all the way back, you know, 20, 30 years ago, back to 1990, with that whole legislation, was it Prop 14, brought in term limits and allowed Jerry Brown to have a third and fourth term. One little liner, one line statement in the proposition did it. And then you had the corruption that went on in 2008 with the redistricting, which we brought out yesterday in the grievances. And then in 2010, they did the same thing. Then 2010 with the top two. By the way, the 2008 and the two 2010 propositions were all sponsored by Charles Munger Jr., who happens to be what? I think he's the current president of the California Republican Party. That shows you the level of corruption, and that's where the monoparty system statement comes in. It's all one party working to destroy California, which they've pretty much done legislatively, and actually now move on to the nation.
Well, you know, Paul, those grievances that are read every Tuesday on the courthouse steps of all these counties, they are spot on. They are spot on and so right and so true that if people really need to go and read them, we're at 18 now,
no, 19,
and they need to read
19,
them because when they read them, they're absolutely what's happening in California, and they'll see just the amount of corruption. Like you say, there is no Republican Party. It's a mono Democratic run, ruled communist dictator, yeah. Jerry Moonbeam Brown.
It's a communist party. That's really what we have. We've moved into communism. You know, they make it so it's nice and gentle on you, and then they surround you with all these regulations, and over time you start realizing, wait a minute, this is communism, and that's where we're at right now. It's pretty clear. And, of course, their next step is to try and take our guns.
Yeah, it's not going to stop. It's not going to change until there's the 51st state of California, new California state. That's when it's going to change, and that's when it's going to put a new system in place that will be honest, with an integrity, and people will vote, will actually count, and it won't be eliminated by an illegal vote that it is being illegal. Now, your vote, what is the voter motor registration now? Up to a million?
Something like
that,
yeah.
A million illegal votes? How can you get an honest vote out of a million illegal votes? So the first million people that vote Republican are discounted. They're just wiped off the ballot. You're nothing. And that's why people don't even vote.
Well, you know, the one thing that's happening, I was just getting reports yesterday that Department of Motor Vehicles apparently out in the rural communities are being flooded with illegal foreign nationals registering to get a driver's license. To the point that they're streaming, you know, two and three lines out of the DMV right now. Yeah. And of course, you know that's motor voter.
Yeah, we have zero representations from the state of California in rural counties like ours. Atascadero, zero. Paso Robles, zero. You don't get any representation.
Yeah.
It all comes out of San Francisco and Los Angeles, like you said. There is no representation for our vote, for our representation of our counties and cities. It just doesn't exist. And that's why we're doing what we're doing with New California State. It's our only salvation, for California and, for that matter, like I said, the country.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. They laughed at us when I voted for Trump and I campaigned. I mean, I was an escalator Trump voter. He had my vote when he came down the escalator. And they laughed at me. They mocked me. The media mocked me. I was a deplorable. I was everything under the name of disgrace and rude and whatever. But guess what? Donald Trump's our president now. And guess what? New California State is going to be the 51st state of the United States of America. It's going to make history. And it's coming. And get ready for it, people, because it will happen, because the will of the people, the real will of the people, will overrun the crooks, the criminals. Because, you know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Yeah. Well, listen, Dane, thanks for being with us. I really appreciate it. And we're going to definitely get you on anytime. Maybe even tomorrow, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about with New California. But anyway.
Anytime, Paul. Anytime. I appreciate it, and keep up the good work, and keep them keep the fire burning, because it's coming, and it's going to change, and it's going to happen. And I appreciate you telling the people out there what needs to be heard and the truth. And thank God, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Dane, from California. And we've got another one here. This is from Red State. Do I have a caller from Red State? See if we get this going on here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? My dog can hear me. Anyway. Okay, well, I guess, anyway, so that was Dane Censor that was with us just a little while ago. And anyway, he's the county chair in San Luis Obispo County. And we're going to be hearing from other county chairs throughout California. Because now we have 43 counties, so you can expect in 43 phone calls. We're actually going to have 49, it looks like. So I'll know more today after today's little love fest, I guess you can say, with what we're doing here on Red State Talk, on New California and Agenda 21 Radio. But we've got just so many things going on. It's to me, it's a little bit mind-boggling to think about all the things that are happening. And try this one more time here, if we can get this. Hello? Are we there? No. Okay. So we got phone people trying to get in and out. It's an operator thing here, obviously. Anyway, you can call in. The telephone number is 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255, and that's 215-TOP-TALK. You can call in, and if you got a question, especially if we're talking about New California, and if you're talking about Valerie Jarrett and this whole thing with Roseanne Barr, that seems to be the big thing. But it's clear that we have this teachable moment, and I want to go back to what we're talking about here with the teachable moment for Valerie Jarrett. You know, you better watch out when you start saying it's a teachable moment, and you get teachers involved like myself. That you just might get what you asked for, a teachable moment. We might be teaching to you all about Valerie Jarrett, which seems to be what Valerie Jarrett asked for. So let's go ahead and do that. Okay, but so anyway, you can go to Agenda 21 Radio, and we posted up this wonderful article. By the way, we've, at some point in time, and I'll have to go through the archives of Agenda 21 Radio, had posted up a number of things about Valerie Jarrett. And they came out, I think, this article came out in 2015. We need to post it up right on Agenda 21 Radio. We've got some details put in there. But in this article, it clearly identifies what is going on with Valerie Jarrett. And about her dad, and about the people that she hung around with. Vernon Jarrett, that's Jarrett's father-in-law. Vernon Jarrett was also another big-time Chicago communist, according to the FBI files. In fact, you don't have to go to the FBI files to figure this out. There's some archival stuff about Vernon Jarrett and his columns. He's just an out-and-out communist. Well, that's her father-in-law, Vernon Jarrett. So obviously Jarrett. Okay, I get it. Mother must have been black, because I believe James Bowman is white. And okay, I didn't even know that. I mean, even after all the coverage of Valerie Jarrett, I didn't know that. See, that's why, you know, the whole thing initially about Roseanne, then there's some sort of racial overtones to it. When I first heard that, I thought, what's that about? Because I didn't think she was black. But apparently, I get it now. Father-in-law, Vernon Jarrett, he is black. Okay, mother-in-law, the Bowman, and of course, her maiden name is Bowman, which is interesting. Her maiden name is Bowman, so... must have been black. So Valerie Jarrett's father-in-law. Now that doesn't make sense. That doesn't even make sense. Maybe that doesn't. No, that familiar. I'm gonna have to put a pedigree chart together and figure this one out. But that doesn't make much sense. Now, see, this is I am confused. Don't do this to the radio talk show host. I am confused. Anyway, but Vernon Jarrett, the guy wrote all these different radical articles that were clearly communist articles, and there was no apology, and people at the time knew he was a communist. So the FBI had files on him, which made it even worse, of course. Now, Also, it goes on, it's been well documented that Valerie Jarrett, a Chicago lawyer, longtime Obama confidant, is a liberal extremist who wields tremendous power in the White House. Now, this was written in 2015, so he's still in office, right? Faithful to her roots, she still has connections to many communist and extremist groups, including the Muslim Brotherhood. Jarrett and her family also had strong ties to Frank Marshall Davis. This is what I was talking about. A big Obama mentor and Communist Party member with an extensive, he had a very extensive file that he came up with. Judicial Watch exposed Valerie Jarrett's many transgressions over the years, including her role in covering up a scandalous gun-running operation carried out by the Department of Justice, DOJ. Last fall, that would have been 2014, Judicial Watch obtained public records that showed Valerie Jarrett as a key player in the effort to cover up Attorney General Eric Holder, that Eric Holder lied to Congress about the Fast and Furious, a disastrous experiment in which the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and ATF, allowed guns from the United States to be smuggled into Mexico so that they could eventually be traced to drug cartels. Instead, federal law... instead, federal law enforcement officers lost track of hundreds of weapons which have been used in an unknown number of crimes, including the murder of the U.S. Border Patrol agent in Arizona. Now, we actually tried to track a weapon down that was used in the killing of a Placer County Sheriff and a Sacramento County Sheriff. We tried to do everything we could to track that weapon down because we had been tipped by law enforcement. This is us. This was 2 or 3 years ago this happened. We took a lot of heat for this, by the way. Well, locally we did. People telling us to shut up. Don't get into that. I mean, I'd get calls all hours of the day. Don't go there. Because we were pursuing the angle that the gun that was used in this shooting that murdered... this was the cartel member who is the guy who was tried, and he said that he's going to be happy to come out of prison and kill again. He wanted to kill more police officers. This guy was just sentenced just here recently. The question is, where was that gun coming from? And we had, again, law enforcement, we were curious, and so we made some calls, and somebody from law enforcement said, well, that gun had been used... that had been used to murder those two officers was a gun from Fast and Furious. Now, this was during the Obama administration, and they didn't want it out, so they contacted me. And we got it out there, but, where is the gun today? That's all been covered up. We want to know if that gun was used. And again, Valerie Jarrett had her hands all over that. How many officers have died in the United States from these guns? And how many people in other countries, like Mexico and all those places, have died as a result of these guns? Valerie Jarrett had her hands all over it. That's what I'm talking about. Other things, they also got documents linking Valerie Jarrett, who was also the co-chairman of Obama's presidential transition team, to a series of real estate scandals, including several housing projects operated by convicted felon and Obama fundraiser and friend Tony Rezko. This is the whole Rezko thing. According to the documents obtained from the Illinois Secretary of State, Valerie Jarrett served as a board member for several organizations that provided funding and support for the Chicago slum projects operated by Rezko. That's another issue. What about John Brennan's activities trying to cover up people in which she was working with John at the time? Especially when Obama first got to be president, and just right after the election, certain people disappeared. And that was dealt with by Valerie Jarrett and, drumroll please, John Brennan. Yeah, there's still several murders outstanding about that. No one's talking about that. But, listen, I do want to thank Valerie Jarrett for the teachable moment. This portion of Agenda 21 Radio has been brought to you by the Teachable Moment. There's nothing like the teachable moment on Agenda 21 Radio now, is there? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And many thanks to all the listeners. I was getting some responses, some emails, text messages, and so on. And by the way, the we've got our problems and our issues worked out with the phone system. So we'll be able to call in. And the number, not today, we're done for today, but the number coming up is 215-867-8255, and it's 215-TOP-TALK. So we'll be opening up the phone lines tomorrow. I know some of you wanted to call in and express yourself, which is cool, which is real cool. We got a lot of things out there, and I'm getting some really weird messages. Anyway, this is all the things that are happening out there. Too many things in California that are happening that are going to impact the rest of the nation, and you need to be aware of. And first of all, it's this fraudulent, totally fraudulent election system in California. everybody's civil rights. I mean, you got 40 million people, their civil rights are being violated, and deliberately so, by gangsterism, by communism. And that's what we have. It's a takeover. If they can complete this taking over, remember it's the old thing about, was it Lenin who said, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes? Well, George Soros believes in that. So does Jerry Brown and everybody else. It's who counts the votes. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.